This is GQDN for Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. It's an energy drink, and we know that you need it. Because if you go to swiftenergy.gg, get the drink mixes, and you go to the checkout line or to the checkout page, you can put in the word quest as a promo code and then enjoy the goodness. You get 25% off if you put in that promo code. Yes, you do. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest, there's a lot of great stuff up there. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, yes, PlayStation's got their little thing going on tomorrow. We'll have more on that. We have some remastered game for Switch. And we have some stuff about Suicide Squad today. More good stuff and bad stuff. But we had to come in with something pretty interesting. Because PC Gamer said that the Tencent boss is a little worried. So what is he worried about? Well, there's been a lot of changes that has been going on throughout the gaming world. And that's more on some of the changes within the games itself and what the consoles have done and PCs have done. Well, that also goes along with the acquisitions that's going on too, before I forget that. Well, the Chinese outlet, see if I get this name right, Zhimian, and this came through Reuters, said that Pony Ma did speak about the things that are going on with the Chinese gaming companies, like miHoYo and its hit Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. So Tencent had its annual meeting on Monday, and Ma told the attendees, quote, "Gaming is our flagship business, but we, quote, face significant challenges," end quote, basically over the past year. And yes, I'm paraphrasing PCGamer.com. But he also said, quote, "We have found ourselves at a loss as our competitors continue to produce new products." And not just new products, but keep in mind, acquisitions did happen. So we'll see how they react. Speaking of reacting, Engadget did say that Xbox is not liking the Apple's EU App Store. So here's what, well, this is being Engadget.com, but here's what Bond Sarah Bond did say on X. Quote, "We believe constructive conversations drive change and progress towards open platforms and greater competition. Apple's new policy is a step in the wrong direction. We hope they listen to feedback on their proposed plan and work towards a more inclusive future for all." And that was basically a reply from Daniel Ek. Quote, "After sitting down with our legal team to parse through the fine print of Apple's DMA announcement, that took a while, which is the best vague and misleading, I wanted to share my thoughts. While Apple has behaved badly for years, what they did yesterday represents a new low even, dot, dot, dot." And we already know that the CEO of Epic Games, Tim Sweeney, doesn't like it either. The devil is in the details, people. Now we get to some more bad news. Suicide Squad, once again, had to take the game off again. And this is the second time. So even less than an hour after the game's early access period, which was only available to players who purchased the deluxe edition, well, it began for players in New Zealand time zone, and the game was pulled offline. And that was because maintenance was due to a bug that could mark player story completion to 100%. Well, we knew that yesterday. But this morning, the Twitter account once again announced scheduled maintenance, end quote, starting at 3:30 Pacific time, 6:30 Eastern time. So if there were any players that are online at the time the game was logged out of the game, which means they would remain unavailable until maintenance has been completed, end quote. Now, maintenance was completed under 90 minutes, but there's no reason why that had to be. So they had to fix something. I bet it wasn't this, though. GamesRadar.com did say that Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League did have a love letter for the Batman Arkham fans. So here's what Del Walker did say on X. FYI, The life-size comic illustrations of the Bat Museum were drawn by veteran comic book artist Michael Broussard. This area was a love letter to the Batman Arkham fan. Interesting. Might be cool to see. And something else that we do like to see every once in a while. PushSquare.com said that the indie game show Day of the Devs did launch a fundraiser because it's now non-profit. So, here's what the statement on the website said about that. Quote, "We have essentially always run things as a non-profit, but making it official through fiscal sponsorships partnership with Legacy Global. It opens us up to better funding opportunities, makes our fundraising efforts more transparent and public, and helps our sponsors and audience understand how critical their support truly is. Now, if you want to donate to them," I did give a little bit of a layout of the payment planning. So, for $100, you'll be given the VIP access for two in-person events planned for 2024, as well as a, they're saying, quote, large pack of Steam games worth over $500. If you donate $250, you get that stuff plus the physical Day of the Devs swag, including a mug, socks, and a keychain. Interesting. So if you want to look at it, go to dayofthedevs.com and you will be able to see everything that you would be able to get. Right now, they're at $40,327 of their $500,000 goal. That'd be cool to go see some developers for $100. Might be able to do that. Now we get to Pow World, a nice little indie game that just blew up everywhere. Because, well, once again, Pokemon had to shut it down again. Well, okay, here's what happened. One of the modders, named Toasted, fought back and made a nice little mod pack again. So, he made a rat, a yellow rat, and you can see where that's going. So, yeah, Toasted did say, "Check out my videos of this totally legit copyright-free mod pack that isn't based on any intellectual property owned by a certain corporation from Japan. It features some amazing pocket-sized creatures such as a yellow rat." He did. But what if the game went to PlayStation? Tomorrow, PlayStation will have its state of play. And once again, it'll be 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. And I will be live at twitch.tv/JoeSpace, 5 o'clock Eastern, for that event. And I'll be reacting to it. And what I'll do is I will record GQDN right after that. So who cares about supper? But we'll see. But IGN was thinking, well, what could be there? Well, Hideo Kojima showed up and he did share the broadcast details for PlayStation's State of Play event. So Death Stranding, or Death Stranding 2, I should say, could have a second trailer. So that could definitely be happening. And I say definitely, well, maybe not. We'll see, because plans do change. But that could be happening. So yes, you heard my truck back up. Beep, beep. Anyway, we do know, or at least heard about, we could have more details on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. We could hear more about Silent Hill 2 Remake, Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater, Stellar Blade, and The Rise of Ronin, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, and maybe some other things. So we shall see. We shall see. Now we get to some pretty cool stuff. And we're going to start with the theme park. VG247 did say that the Universal Orlando Super Nintendo World may be taking a back seat because the Dark Universe is back. So, if you like theme parks, this one's a pretty good one. I haven't been there, but I've heard lots of good things about Universal Orlando. I've only heard. Well, if you play Destiny 2, I don't play Destiny 2, but I'm single. You could have the dating sim, but you have to ask Destiny 2 for it. Now, this comes to us from PC Games N, and yeah, we know sometimes about their titles, but just saying, they were talking about Destiny 2 and the dating sim. And that was a fan-made Valorant dating sim that went to a Power World creature called Love and Dare. But Bungie said that they don't have an internal Destiny 2 dating sim. But in a recent interview with GamesRadar, the designer Jonathan Tu did respond, "We have, what do you call those? Game jams. And stuff like that has been made into game dev jams with Bungie." So, maybe they're making it? We'll see. Destiny 2 players would probably find it somewhere. But NintendoLife.com did say that Arzat is coming to Switch next month. So via Limited Run Games on X said, quote, "We're so preoccupied with whether we could, we didn't stop to think if we should. The chance to own the retro-inspired Switch PC controller will be yours when you pre-order for Arzat, the Jewel of Fermore launch next week." Yep, it's on sale February 2nd. So here in a few days. Friday. Go figure. Now, Fate Stay Night Remastered did also have an announcement for Switch. And Fate Stay Night will be both on Steam and Nintendo Switch this year. In fact, that's what the publisher Aniplex and what the Type Moon developer did say. So, if you're into that game, it's coming for you. But here we go with the rumor. We're going to end this and see if it will be up on PlayStation tomorrow. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Assassin's Creed may be coming to Japan. Most likely the reveal will be this summer. So here's what Bunny the Villain did say on X. Quote, "New Assassin's Creed Red. It will be the most enjoyable game in the franchise. World premiere trailer in May 2024. Gameplay showcase will be forward in July 2024. Official release November 2024. We shall see. Like I said, tomorrow, twitch.tv/JoeSpace. And you can go look everybody up at Dawnforge on X. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. twitch.tv/JoeSpace. So until then, go play some games, people.